Sikh murderer of handcuffed teen Henry Novak jailed for life. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 1, 2026. A British judge has sentenced the murderer of 18-year-old student Henry Novak, who responding police arrested even as he bled to death because they believed the knifeman's accusations of racism and not the victim's dying pleas, giving a sentence of life imprisonment. 23-year-old Vikram Digwa was handed a life sentence with a minimum term of 21 years by Judge William Mousley Casey at Southampton Crown Court on Monday. The judge saying in his sentencing remarks that killer Digwa had told many wicked lies and conspired to cover up the slaying, even while police were listening. 18-year-old accountancy student Henry Novak was killed in the English city of Southampton in December 2025. During an encounter with Digwa on a dark street, he was stabbed several times, including in the chest, face, groin, and the back of the legs. He attempted to escape, but members of Digwa's family soon arrived and detained him. They called the police and reported Digwa's story that Novak had racially abused him, and the killer's mother removed the murder weapon from the crime scene, stashing it at their family home. Because Digwa's version of events were treated as factual by police, the dying Novak was arrested and handcuffed by police when they arrived on the scene, despite his protesting that he had been stabbed and was dying. A police officer told Novak, "I don't think you have made," and it was only as Novak was dying and went unconscious that police attempted CPR resuscitation on him, still apparently not having understood that he had received a critical chest wound. Speaking in court on Monday, the judge told Digwa that he'd falsely claimed that Novak had called him a Paki, a racial slur particular to the United Kingdom, but said the court had discovered that Henry had said nothing racist. "You are the only person to make that claim, and it is completely at odds with his previous character. Your actions have stirred up racial tension. You abused the privilege extended to Sikhs to have a knife in a public place for religious reasons, dishonored your religion, and have now put others at risk of repercussions." Narrating the course of events leading up to the stabbing, Judge Mousley said, the Daily Echo reports, "Novak was walking back to his university accommodation in Portswood, Southampton after an evening out. Henry was not drunk but may have been affected a little by the small amount of alcohol he had consumed over the previous few hours. He was alone and unarmed. You happened to be walking south along Belmont Road on the same pavement. It was to be a chance meeting. You were sober but were carrying a large Sikh dagger in a sheath attached to a belt over the outside of your clothing. You claimed he deliberately barged into you. I'm sure that was one of the many lies you have told and repeated since it happened. You drew the dagger from its sheath and, as the jury was sure, you deliberately stabbed Henry in the chest with it. It passed upwards through soft tissue, between the two uppermost ribs, catching a lung and cutting an important vein behind the collarbone. The consequent bleeding flowed into his chest cavity." After Novak died, Digwa was taken to the police station but was not arrested. Police secretly recorded a conversation between Digwa and his brother where they plotted for the killer to escape justice. The judge said, "Police took the opportunity to record secretly any conversation between the two of you on the journey. Speaking in Punjabi, you agreed to pretend you had acted in self-defense even though you confessed to stabbing Henry three times, including once to the chest with a dagger. You knew you were guilty, demonstrated by your saying to Gurupreet that if there were any cameras in that part of Belmont Road, you would be unable to put forward self-defense. You decided, much as you had at the scene, to try to cover it up." Speaking on the court steps after the sentencing, Henry Novak's father Mark Novak said that while the family hold Vikram Digwa solely and 100% responsible for the brutal murder of our son, Novak should not have died on the streets of Southampton in police custody. The way he was treated was inhumane and degrading. The father said the last thing Novak knew as he went unconscious was that he was being read his rights by the arresting officer. On that undignified death while in handcuffs, Mr. Novak reflected, he told police, he had been stabbed four times. The response from one officer was, "I don't think you have made." The police say they had been misled. Instead of being treated like a dying victim, police arrested him for assault. Henry did not die with dignity. He did not die with the care he deserved. He lost consciousness before anyone believed him. On the other hand, Novak said, murder Digwa was afforded decency by police. He reflected, he was believed. He was not handcuffed when arrested. He was not handcuffed when transported to the police station. As far as we understand, he was never handcuffed at all. And, as Vikram Digwa himself told the court, while under arrest for Henry's murder, police even took him to the kitchen so he could choose his food. The contrast is unbearable, adding our family should not have to fight for the truth anymore. Mr. Novak called on the government to empower the police investigation into the police's behavior to have the resources, authority and independence it needs. Police have previously apologized for handcuffing Novak but also attempted to exculpate themselves for the teenager's death, pointing to the testimony of a pathologist who said emergency treatment could not have prevented the bleeding from the internal wound. Vikram Digwa's mother, Kiran Kaur, has also been found guilty of assisting an offender over her removal of the murder weapon from the scene and hiding it. She is due to be sentenced on July 17 to allow the preparation of a pre-sentencing report.